Longtime worshiper takes his usual spot, one of the prized places in the back pew of the church. And soon he's joined by a younger newcomer to the church.
Jeez, here we go. Same thing every year about this time.
Excuse me?
Looks like another sermon about the S word.
The what?
The S word.
Do you mean...
Yes, I do.
Stewardship. Good. I love stewardship. I mean, it's wonderful to be reminded of just how big and how abundant God is, huh? And about all we should be thanking God for. The beautiful artistry and the colored leaves of autumn.
Maybe God would like to come and rake my yard.
The crisp fall air.
Isn't it getting a little stuffy in here?
And the fruits of the harvest.
I'm speechless.
No, really. For example, what did you have for breakfast today?
Jeez.
Seriously, what?
Right, lunch.
What was that?
Captain Crunch.
So you did have breakfast. And who do you think was behind the elements that went into that cereal bowl?
I don't know. General Mills.
God the Creator, of course. The point is, this is a great time of year for acknowledging that everything we need, everything basic to life, comes to us from God.
Well, I knew that. Next you're going to tell me that God gave me my 401k.
No, of course not. Just your health, and your ability to learn, and be able to work. To make a living, so you can put a little something away. And so you can give back to God through regular giving every week.
I was wondering when we were going to get around to that.
What?
The money, the moolah, the Benjamins. That's what the church really means when it talks about stewardship.
It does?
Of course it does. Man, what do you think those little cards are for?
Pledge cards?
And as always, the church needs more money next year, so can't you just increase your pledge by such and such a percent? It feels like having to pay some kind of a church tax.
Maybe this year you could look at it a little differently.
What do you mean?
Well, instead of thinking it as such and such a percent and supporting the church budget, think of it as what you want to give to God, because you love Him, and because of all God has done for you.
Man, what you're asking is risky. I mean, when you look at it that way, how far do you go? How can you set a limit on what you give to God? You're talking about going out on a limb, having to trust, going on faith. Oh.
This may sound a little funny, but this is how I think of it. God wants to have a real relationship with us. A real relationship between two people can't happen unless the people involved are willing to risk something, to give off some of their protective skin, to reach out and trust they'll be met in return. Remember the parable Jesus told about the rich man who had much more than he needed, but he decided to build a bigger barn and hold his stuff? And God said to him, "You fool, tonight your life is being demanded of you." I'd say that guy realized he didn't have much of a relationship with God. He hadn't put anything into it. Now, compare that with what God has put into his relationship with us. Not just all of creation, but...
Yeah, right. God's own son.
Right. So I kind of feel the one way to a deeper relationship with God is to give more deeply myself.
The reaching out thing, the trust thing, faith.
Right. Of course, money's only a part of it, but a pretty important part. Remember what Paul wrote, God loves a cheerful giver.
But the Presbyterian Church ain't that fussy.
Stewardship is much more. How we are managing our resources to share with the poor, how we're taking care of this fantastic planet.
Next, he'll be asking me what I drive. What do you drive, by the way?
That's between me and my Hummer.
Okay, I guess it's a topic for another time.
I agree. You know, you're pretty good on the stewardship stuff. Maybe you got to give a sermon on it sometime.
I think we just did.